home. Can't. If you're careful and don't look prosperous and don't go around pissing people off, you can travel almost anywhere safely. We did. I can't go home, because home ain't there no more. A rebel army came through a couple years after I left. The company passed through later still, marching from somewhere unpleasant to somewhere where we would be unhappy. The whole country had been turned desert in the name of freedom from the tyranny of the Ladies' Empire. Chapter 61. Lady sent for me after 6 days. I had shaken the runs and had eaten well enough to regain a few of the pounds I lost in the pen. I still looked like a refugee from hell, and I was. I was indeed. Lady didn't look good. Tired, pale, under severe pressure, apparently still fighting the sickness that had her puking the other day. She wasted no time on small talk. I'm sending you back to Dejagore, Mergen. We're getting disturbing reports about Mogarpa. I nodded. I'd heard some of them. Every night more rafts crossed the lake. The deserters and refugees always were astonished to learn that Shadow Spinner was dead and Lady controlled his army, though that was evaporating through desertion, too. Lady was a hard one. My guess was she meant to let the problem posed by Mogarpa solve itself, despite what that would cost Taglios and the Black Company. Why? That wasn't smart. All those Taglians in there had relatives back home. Many were people of place and substance, for it was that sort who'd volunteered to defend Taglios. I need you to just go back and be yourself. But write things down. Hone your skills. Keep the company together. Be prepared for anything. I grunted. That wasn't something I wanted to hear, knowing that the siege could be ended right now. Lady sensed my reservations. She smiled wanly, made a sudden gesture. Sleep, Mergen. I collapsed on the spot. She was her nasty old self. My mind wouldn't clear. The Taglians who'd helped me leave Dejagore were like zombies. They didn't talk and seemed almost blind. Down, I muttered. Patrol coming. They did what I said, but like men heavily drugged. Patrols were few by day. It was easy to elude them. It wasn't their mission to keep people out anyway. We reached Lakeside without any trouble. Rest, I ordered. Wait for dark. I wasn't sure why we'd crossed the hills by day. I didn't recall starting. Have I been acting real weird? I asked. The taller Taglian shook his head slowly. Not quite sure. He was more confused than I was. I said, I feel like I walked out of a fog a couple hours ago. I remember getting captured. I remember them.